Word on Today FM.
Here in studio, we have John Cummins, the Minister of State of the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. So this is what it's come to, is it, that the government is considering having people living in cabins in the back garden?
Look, thanks very much, Matt, firstly, for inviting me on the programme. The first thing I would say is that housing is the number one priority for this government. This is not a case that I'm proposing something here that I'm saying is the solution to the housing crisis that we face. But this may be an appropriate option for some people that will allow the intergenerational movement for a younger person to live independently of the family home or for an older person to be able to right size within their own community. So as you know, at the moment, you can have a 40 square metre extension to your property once it is attached to the main home. I'm not proposing...
Without having to get planning permission.
Without having to get... So it's exempted development, essentially. And as part of the new Planning and Development Act, I have to implement that over the next 12 months. And part of those, part of that is to implement regulations around exempted development. So this is one of a number of areas that we're looking at with potential changes to exempted development. It will have to go through public consultation and go before the Joint Oireachtas Committee as well. But what I'm proposing essentially is that that 40 square metre exemption that's currently there, that has the requirement to be attached to the main dwelling home, now would no longer have that attachment to the dwelling.
So you could build it down the back of the garden rather than attached to the house?
If it is appropriate and there are sufficient space and you're not all of the same...
But who decide if it's appropriate if there's no planning permission
Well,
required?
Right now at this moment in time, you can build a 40 square metre extension to the rear of your property. There are conditions around that in terms of setback distances, overlooking and ensuring that it is in compliance with building regulations. All I am proposing here is that there would be a change in terms of that being detached from the main dwelling. And I think it's important. I think this
and what
is
sort of structure would it be? Would it be a permanent concrete structure, or would it be a porta cabin dropped in, or would it be a wooden hut?
Well, like I've seen lots of variations of these, Matt, but it's important to say that they would have to, if they're for habitable use, they would have to comply with building and fire safety regulations. There are requirements.
They'd need to be plumbed and they'd have to have water.
They would, of course, absolutely. No different than if that extension was attaching to your main dwelling, as is the case right at this moment in time. So,
maybe you might have the old folk might be moved out so that they're children, their adult children would get the house and the parents, as they head into their retirement years, would be sent down the back garden. Or you might have a 20-something adult and you says, get out of the bedroom at the top, move down the back of the garden out of our sight for a while, is it?
Yeah, well, look, I don't think that sort of language is helpful, to be perfectly honest.
Maybe it's accurate, though.
Well, look, as I said, this is about providing options for people. I'm not dictating to anyone that they must do this, but if this is something that somebody and some family sees that this is appropriate for them, what I heard loud and clear when I was canvassing in Waterford during the general election was that people were open to the possibility of right-sizing. The difficulty often is that there isn't availability within your own community, within the support network that you've lived in for 50, 60 years, next to your neighbours, with support of your family. I'm not saying this is the panacea, but I'm saying that I'm putting it forward as a potential option for people.
And as isn't it an admission of failure?
It won't be a suitable for everybody, but it may be suitable
for
some.
But isn't it an admission of failure that you've come to that?
Well, I don't see it as an either-or thing, Matt. I see our ramping up in terms of social, affordable, private delivery. This is just something that I'm looking at from a planning perspective. And as I said, we passed the Planning and Development Act last year, third largest piece of legislation in the history of the state, and over the next 12 months we'll be implementing that. Exempted development is only one part of a large piece of legislation.
But is it going to be temporary structures or permanent structures? Because if you take an example, say, of maybe a 25-year-old or whatever, and they move into it, are they going to be living there for the rest of their lives? Or if they actually manage to save money to buy somewhere else, somewhere bigger, or rent somewhere else, somewhere bigger, what then happens to that new building that's down in the back garden?
I know some people have suggested around rental. I don't see this as a rental measure at all. I see it as a potential intergenerational movement between a younger person and an older person.
So if it's not rented out, then it remains vacant.
Well, I do also know that some of these modular units, they don't have to remain on that exact site. That is the beauty of
it could be lifted up and put in somebody else's backyard.
It could be, potentially, absolutely. But obviously would have to, you know, have all the measures, be in compliance with building standards, fire regulations. Nobody is suggesting a dilution of that. And it is interesting to hear the Social Democrats describe this as sheds and so on. I looked at the Social Democrats' housing policy that actually called for the publishing and enforcing of development guidelines which would allow for more exemptions for smaller projects. Now, what type of smaller projects are they talking about if they're not talking about this proposal?
A listener says, Matt, give it a rest. You don't live in the country, so you wouldn't understand. I think this living arrangement would be brilliant for some. Listener, I have a very close relative who lives in exactly this situation as it happens. Martin Markey, as Chief Executive of the Irish Hardware Association, what do you make of this?
Well, firstly, good evening, Matt. Thank you very much for having me. Well, I suppose it is we have to keep our options open, and it is one option, and I think it's indicative of the trouble that we're in at the moment in terms of housing that we are looking at this, because I suppose if you just take a longer-term view, from 2006 to 2022, our population grew by 21%. In the same period, our housing output, our housing stock, I should say, grew by 15%. So the difference there is about 95,000 or 100,000 units, and during the recession we were building 10 when we should have been building 35, and COVID we were building 20 when we should have been building 35 again, and that's how far back we are. But what I think is perhaps where we should focus on one of the success areas, and it sounds like an unusual thing when we're talking about housing policy in this country, but one of the success areas has been in the vacant homes grant. Because we have huge potential in the rejuvenation of empty homes and above the shop properties. Because if you look at the numbers, in 2022 we had 86,000 homes, empty homes, that had been occupied in 2016 that were vacant in 22. So the vast majority of those are not, you know, they're not derelict. They are habitable.
But shouldn't that be the emphasis, Martin, rather than putting modular developments in people's back gardens or wood cabins?
Well, there is huge opportunity. There is huge opportunity between both the empty homes and above the shop properties. And we would estimate that between the two of them, there are probably about 20,000 empty homes that could be brought back to life, and a similar number of above the shop properties. And if we look at, for example, as I said, it is a success in terms of housing policy, because if we look at the end of quarter three last year, we had 10,000 applications for the vacant homes grant. So, you know, And if those come to fruition, and they will, it takes a while, it'll take about 18 months, which is quicker than new build, by the way. And so when those come to fruition, in 11 of the 26 counties, rejuvenated empty homes and above the shops will be the largest type of additional housing. So I think that's where we should concentrate on where we've had success, and also where there's huge opportunity for us to revitalise these properties.
Okay, there's lots of listener comments coming in regarding cabins in the gardens of existing homes. This is happening already extensively due to the pressures people are under for accommodation, with people living in garages, etc. It would be good if this could be formalised and raise the standard. Makes an awful lot of sense. Another one says, I'm 36, I'm living in a mobile home. You should be supporting this. All my generation are in the same boat. Now, as I said, I already have somebody very close to me living in a situation exactly like this, so I do know a little bit about it. Another one says, my wife and I lived in a mobile in the back of our parents for 3 years. It gave us privacy and a chance to save for a mortgage, not paying rent. You wanted to come back in, John Cummins.
Yeah, no, look, and I think those comments are indicative of what I have received throughout the today since putting this proposal out there this morning. I think Martin is correct in relation to vacancy. That's why we have a 50 and 70,000 euro grant in place. He'll know the work that I've done in that space in Waterford, also around the repair and lease scheme, which has been hugely successful in my own county. But you can do more. You can do more than one thing at once. You know, we can do. We can do the vacancy and dereliction, and we can also do measures such as this.
Another listener says, as a single woman in her 30s, this is an absolutely fantastic option for me. There's absolutely no way I'd manage to buy a home on my own. Everyone talks about young couples trying to get on the market. There's absolutely no option out there for a single person in full-time employment who is above the income limit for assistance. I'm not sure why you have the patronising tone, to be honest. The word shed is also incredibly derogatory to some Irish companies out there who are developing those modular homes at the moment.
I agree with those comments. Like, you know, we're not talking about sheds here. I've seen these. These are A-rated homes that can be easily put in to use. A bit of imaginative thinking, I think that's what the public expect. I'm just trying to bring that common sense approach. I'm only obviously in this job a number of weeks. I've listened to people carefully. This is something that they want to see brought forward, and this is what I want to see implemented. But we do have to go through that consultation process.
We have loads more comments, which I'll get to a little bit later. We've got Charlie Weston on Why Ireland is No Country for Single People coming up next. John Cummins, Junior Minister Martin Markey from the Irish Hardware Association. Thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.